three signatures are absolutely needed for identifying a doable tornado debris signature, because there are a lot of fakes out there, and I want you to have as much success as possible. First of all, an azimuthal velocity couplet needs to be present, a vortex signature. It doesn't matter what sign of rotation it is, it just matters that one is there. And within the bounds of the vortex, the correlation product, that is, the correlation coefficient product, should show gates less than 0.8. And for those gates, the reflectivity should be greater than 30 dBZ. To help confirm that these gates are candidate for a tornado debris signature, the ZDR should be also near 0 dB. Now, to help confirm this, you can also go on and take a look and see if the TDS has temporal continuity and vertical continuity.